This is GIS News. Coming up, Montego Bay Free Zone lauded for business process outsourcing achievements, $50 million allocated to the Jamaica Constabulary Force Reform Program, and civil servants undergoing procurement training. The news in detail after this message.
The National Parenting Support Commission, NPSC, invites you to its community forum on Thursday, February 26 at the Old Police Station, Maypen, Clarendon, starting at 2 p.m. Come join fellow parents, prospective parents and guardians, and hear experienced panelists discuss issues on the topic effective parenting through divorce or separation. Come with your questions and suggestions and get vital information as we continue to promote effective parenting in Jamaica. That's Thursday, February 26 at 2 p.m. at the Old Police Station, Maypen, Clarendon. Supported by the Citizen Security and Justice Program and Unite for Change.
Now the news. The Montego Bay Free Zone in St. James is being hailed as the largest facilitator of business process outsourcing BPO services in Jamaica. Approximately 17 firms operate out of over 100,000 square feet of space with a workforce of approximately 7,000 persons. Assistant Vice President in charge of the Free Zone, Gloria Henry, says the BPO industry's growth has positioned the Free Zone as the second largest employer in Western Jamaica. Ms. Henry says the company continues to deepen partnerships with public and private sector agencies and is pleased to be now working with the BPO incubator. The Business Process Outsourcing Cluster Initiative incubator, slated to come on stream in March, is a $57 million engagement being financed through a grant from the Inter-American Development Bank's Compete Caribbean program. 30 procurement specialists and lawyers across the public sector are currently undergoing training in procurement law and practice as part of wider plans to make procurement procedures more efficient. The course is being conducted at the Management Institute for National Development, MIND. The aim of the training is to develop a group of specialists in the field of public procurement who will also be responsible for guiding and leading legislative changes within the public service. Financial Secretary in the Ministry of Finance and Planning, Devon Rowe, has urged the participants to share the information gleaned from the course with their co-workers and help lead the charge for greater understanding of procurement procedures across the public service.
I expect that when you're through here, you will return from NCP and you will spread the good word of procurement. That is not a stranglehold, but expertise and knowledge required to move the process forward quickly.
The training program, being delivered in collaboration with the Office of the Cabinet and York University in Canada, runs from February 23 to February 27. The government has allocated $50 million to the Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF reform program to support crime-fighting activities. The allocation for the fiscal year outlined in the 2015 to 2016 estimates of expenditure will go towards consolidated fund payment for activities completed in the 2014 to 2015 financial year, including the purchase of 4 mobile labs and support to the police college. Achievements under the reform program up to December 2014 include the training of over 700 personnel in leadership and accountability capacity building, the purchasing of 2 buses as well as equipment for the serious and organized crime division, and performance management appraisal system sensitization. The project, which started in April 2009, was originally slated for completion last year but has been extended to March 2015. The JCF reform program is being implemented by the Ministry of National Security through funding from the Department for International Development. And youth leaders of the Jamaica 4-H clubs are benefiting from technical and vocational training in agriculture under a Memorandum of Understanding MOU signed with the Heart Trust NTA. This in an effort to increase the involvement of youth in agriculture. Signed in 2014, the MOU provides for the creation of greater linkages in agro-processing to include converting existing 4-H club facilities into approved agro-processing training centers. Director of Workforce Development and Employment, Heart Trust NTA, Denworth Finnegan, says the agreement should serve to motivate young people to pursue careers in agriculture.
This is to expand the reach of agricultural exposure in Jamaica, to reach to young people who are desirous of getting into agriculture. The Heart Trust NTA has long been known for the quality of its agricultural training program, and we want to partner with the Jamaica 4-H Clubs to do this out in other areas.
The arrangement will also facilitate expansion of technical and vocational education and training to incorporate vulnerable and unattached members of society, including persons with disabilities. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.